Welcome to the Fire Up Coaching Podcast, your number one podcast all about the amazing world of coaching. Listen in as this internationally recognized and one of Australia's leading coaching companies share over 20 years of coaching experience and knowledge. We chat with fascinating individuals that will inspire you, industry leaders that will amaze you, and take a look at the current research and trends in coaching to inform you, all to help you ignite the potential within. Get ready to learn, laugh, and level up with our thought-provoking podcast and join us in making the world a better place using the power of coaching and the art of the conversation.
Good morning and welcome back to the Fire Up Podcast. My name is Kathy McKenzie and I'm the Director of Fire Up Coaching. We offer coach training and coaching services, and our goal is igniting the potential within people. On this podcast, I'm going to talk about a subject that I've been asked to talk about at a conference this week, and it's called breaking out of your shell. And in preparing for that, I've done a lot of reading and a lot of research around what does it really take for us to break habits that have been holding us back and to break out of our shell. And I think, you know, a shell implies a really hard, protective coating around something. And that's often the issue, is that some of the patterns of behavior that we've developed started as protective mechanisms, and yet over the years they've become this rigid structure in our lives that doesn't allow us to fulfill our potential. And hence, breaking out of our shell is about looking deeply into ourselves to establish, what are the deeper patterns that we're not seeing that are confining us to a way of being or doing that is not anywhere near related to our full potential? As part of my research, I went back and looked at some of the work by Ken Wilber. Ken Wilber's work is pretty intense. I think he's written about 25 or more books, and he's a prolific writer and an amazing thinker. And in the latest podcast I was listening, featuring Ken Wilber, it made me reflect on how challenging it really is to break out of our shell. And he talks about his integral theory, which is very complex. I must admit, when I was first introduced to it about 30 years ago, it absolutely made no sense to me. And I think over the last couple of years, as I've really kept going back to his work, I've really started to understand and digest what he means. And in the podcast today, I want to talk about how he categorizes different aspects of our life and how we need to work on those areas in order to break out of our shells. And those five, he describes five areas. The first one he describes is showing up. And I think about that from as a master coach, that often people show up to a session, but there's different ways of showing up, and we can be fully present, or we can kind of be distracted by our phone, or have other things on our mind. And if we really want to show up and embrace the current moments in our life, we have to be centrally aware of what's going on around us. I had a classic example of this yesterday. In Melbourne for work, I got on a tram at the top of Collins Street, and I only needed to go down to my hotel at the bottom of Collins Street. And I was, because I had a short trip, I was going to stand up and lean against the, the side of the tram where they've got little padding for you to stand. And as I took my position, I noticed in the seat right in front of me was a guy who was completely out of it and had a needle hanging out of his hand. So obviously had injected himself. But as a nurse and observing him, I was like, oh, my God, this guy's overdosed. And I looked around me and there was just dozens of people. The tram was packed. It was a 109 going to Port Melbourne. And everyone was just going about their own business without even paying any attention to this poor human who was sitting on the tram, overdosed, with a needle hanging out of his hand. And it just astonished me. And that's what I mean about when we show up, just being present in the environment that we're in. The tram went about 100 metres or 200 metres to the next stop, and I jumped out and grabbed the security guy and said, we need to get an ambulance. There's a guy on here who's, you know, overdosed, and, you know, he stopped the tram and ran to the driver, and that put into place a whole mechanism of events which meant that this guy would get the medical help that he needed. And I just wondered how many more, 100 more people would have got on that tram and not even have been present to their fellow humanity. So that's one area that Ken Wilber talks about. Another area he talks about is opening up. And I think we can show up to a coaching session but not really be willing to open up and to really identify the parts of ourselves that we need to work on. And evolving as human beings or breaking out of that shell requires us to be vulnerable, to really look at what are the parts of me that I'm not looking at? What are my blind spots that I see in others but I don't see in myself? And it's only through opening up to other people's feedback or to criticism even potentially that we get. None of us like to be criticised. I was coaching someone yesterday and she was talking about how affected she'd been by some criticism that she'd received in January that she hadn't dealt with until March. And as we went through the coaching session, she talked about the impact that it had on her being able to work effectively. And I asked her what had stopped her and the person that had given her the feedback from having a more robust discussion before March. And she really couldn't answer that. And I think one of the things that stops a lot of people from breaking out of their shell is having the courage to have conversations with people that potentially have unintentionally insulted them or unintentionally hurt their feelings. And we need to start to recognise that it's up to us if we want to grow as human beings to open ourselves up to being vulnerable, to asking for other people's opinions of what we should change, of finding out what other people think of the impact that we're having on them. Which moves to the third box that Ken Wilber talks about, which is growing up. And I find it really interesting. He talks about the box of growing up as being quite separate to waking up. And I listen to a podcast, I have an app on my phone called the Waking Up app. And every day I do my morning meditation. And Sam Harris also has lots of amazing speakers who have all sorts of discussions around enlightenment and how do we reach enlightenment. Hence, I found it very interesting that Ken Wilber was talking about people who break out of their shell and experience enlightenment, and they might do that by climbing a mountain or years of meditating and silence retreats. There's all sorts of ways that people come to a space that's awakening for them and they feel enlightened. He made the distinction, though, of some of those enlightened people not actually being grown up. And that made so much sense to me because when I was studying NLP in Canada, I studied for nearly 2 years and there was so much growth, personal growth for me in that time. And I really did feel that from 1995, when I started studying that, till 1997 was just a massive period for me to just grow up. However, I had to open up and show up to experience that personal growth. And there was times in the workshops that I really fought some of the concepts. For instance, to break out of my shell, and I was really in a place there where I blamed a lot of other people for my life not being the way that I wanted it to be at that point. And at lunch one day when we were doing the course, there was most of us were poor students at that point. And at lunch one day at the Japanese restaurant that we used to go around to and have sushi every day, one of the guys produced a serviette that he had four things written from a conference he'd been to San Francisco and had these 4 points on his serviette that I then copied onto another serviette. And the first one was, I'd rather be right than get what I really want. And I didn't understand what that meant at the time. However, if we relate it to breaking out of our shell and growing up, as Ken Wilber would say, sometimes we hold on to beliefs that we think are right. And because we've decided that they're right, even when we get evidence to the contrary, we continue to hold on to that past a point where it's serving us. And I think that's probably very, very relevant in 2022 because the last couple of years, lots of information that we were given by experts or, the whole COVID pandemic has made us, attach ourselves to certain beliefs. And at the time we thought they might have, at the time we believed they were right. But I think we need to actually really be careful of not getting evidence to the contrary to that and not being able to break out of that space where actually I thought that was right and I'm going to hang on to that because I'd rather be right than get what I really want. And maybe now some of us want to move beyond what's going on in the pandemic. But we don't really know how to do that because it requires us to shift our mindsets and to drop some of the things that we thought were right last year and now we might think are not right. So I think that's a really important part of breaking out of our shell. And that was one of the things that I wrote on my serviette. I'd rather be right than get what I really want. And I really catch myself now when I'm busy being right or having an opinion about something and it's not serving me in terms of maintaining a relationship or moving forward and achieving the outcomes that I want to get. And I think that's so important. Often in relationships, people are not able to resolve conflicts because they're hanging on to something that they thought was right. And even though now they're not getting what they want, they're not able to move forward or they're stuck in legal stoushes over kids that, they can't drop that just to be able to move forward. So that's an important part of breaking out your shell is being able to let go of things when they're low, not they're not right anymore. You decided your ex was a complete asshole and that's not actually serving you to get on and have a relationship with your kids as well as start moving into new relationships yourself. And we have to understand that we all resist change. It is human nature to resist change. And if we want to expand as human beings and grow up, the fifth box that Ken Wilber talks about is cleaning up. And that relates to the other three things that I wrote on my napkin that day that in Vancouver that my friend had got from a conference. So the four things he got were, I'd rather be right than get what I really want. I have no choice was number two. The grass is always greener on the other side is number three, and often where people get stuck thinking that things are better somewhere else. And the fourth one, which I think was just gold for me to hear at the time, is the belief that something outside of me needs to change for things to change. And that for me was probably one of my most enlightening conversations. In all the years of formal study, that hour in the Japanese restaurant with those four myths allowed me to really shift my own thinking and break out of my own shell to start to open up, grow up, wake up, show up, and the last one, clean up. That actually allowed me to finally take responsibility for some of the major events that had happened and start to recognise that the changes that needed to happen internally for me. And for any of us, if we want to break out of our shell, we need to start to look at what is it within me that I can control and that I can actually work on to create the shifts that I need. And that means thinking about the, you know, the different levels that you exist in and, you know, the environment. Are you happy with the environment that you're in? Are you happy with where you live? Are you happy with where you work? And I think Ken Wilber also talks about workplaces and hierarchies. And I think he makes a really good point that's very relevant in this pandemic society about hierarchies that are growth hierarchies versus dominating hierarchies. And by that we mean we need to be careful in organisations at the moment and environments that dominating hierarchies look at the fact that, you know, you have, as you go up the hierarchy, you have increasing levels of power that dominate the levels below them. And those kind of hierarchies are not healthy. And we need to be very careful in all these discussions about hybrid workplaces that there's a growth hierarchy happening, that every level of the organisation is involved in looking at all the impacts of how the work environment is actually created, and that for some people, working from home is actually not a healthy thing. For people in their 20s, building their social capital, their emotional capital, requires them not sitting at home in their bedroom for the next 20 years. It actually requires them to learn all the things that they need to learn by getting out into the workplace. And that means, you know, even the way that they get to work and how they navigate society as a whole. And I think growth hierarchies are where we can have these conversations and there's not that domination of higher levels dictating how everyone operates. And that's a really important point for all of us in terms of breaking out of our shells at the moment and breaking out of our bedrooms or lounge rooms or wherever you've been working and thinking about the future that you want. I think the last point that I want to touch on around breaking out of our shell is our ability to, as we evolve as human beings, take multiple perceptual positions. And by that I mean living a full life means being able to take not just our position on how things are in life, but being really able to shift and take the position of other. So if I go back to my experience on the tram yesterday, I can't possibly know what that poor man that was sitting there completely unconscious on the tram, what his experience was. But when I put myself in his position, I would hope that someone would see the humanity in me and reach out and actually make sure that I just didn't die amongst 200 people on a crowded tram. Taking other position or the position of other is a really critical path to enlightenment or waking up as human beings. Being able to take the position, the broader position of fly on the wall. So if someone had been watching me get on that tram, look at that man and just jump off and go, oh, I'm scared of a druggie on the tram. You know, so being able to look at things from all the angles and thinking about the intentions that we have on a day-to-day basis of who am I going to be today? What's my intention about how I'm going to show up? You know, how am I going to allow myself to be open to what's going on around me? You know, and Ken Wilber talks about that you can achieve wholeness in one area without having wholeness in other areas, and that to really reach a space of being fully who we can be, that we need to look at all those areas. So show up, grow up, open up, wake up, and clean up. And I think unless we clean up as well as we go, we can stifle many of those other boxes. So for you to break out of your shell, I'd like you to just sit back now and reflect on that question of what's stopping me from living my life fully at this moment? Thanks for joining me on the Fire Up podcast, and I look forward to being back next week and discussing more about Ken Wilber's work, but how it links to Robert Dilts' work around the logical levels. And I'll be talking with an expert on that. So my guest on the podcast next week will be Lorna, who's going to share how she has come to a space of awakening around Robert Dilts' logical levels. Have a great week, and I look forward to joining you next week on the podcast.
Thank you for listening to the Fire Up Coaching Podcast. If you would like more information on coaching, becoming a qualified coach, or want to experience the power of coaching, call us on 1-300-FIRE-UP or head on over to the website fireupcoaching.com.au, where you will also find access to more amazing podcasts that will help you fire up, level up, and ignite the potential within.